opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Freddie, my man.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, brother?
Everything's great.
Thanks a lot for hanging out here in the posh media center with no one in it at all, except maybe five or six people sitting here. Are they smoking weed over there? All I know is it's good to see you as always, bro.
Yeah, good to see you too. Thank you.
So I know you're busy, and I know it sucks having to wait around for me, but I got here. At least I showed up to do the show, which is a positive step.
You're always positive.
You know what I mean? You gotta. Somebody's got to show up and do the job, and it's Pharrell and Roach. So tell me about Neary, Luis Neary. That's your boy, right?
Yeah, he just he walked in the gym about a month ago, and it reminded me of Manny Pacquiao. And he says, I'm Manny's biggest fan, and I think you did a great job with him. He said, can you train me? So I said, okay, let's go. So
wait, now let me ask you, Freddie. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that the greatest trainer on the face of the earth, bar none, that a kid can walk off the street. Now, he's already a good fighter,
yeah,
but he wanted something better. And that you were willing, just by that, just by him saying that he's Manny's biggest fan and you're the baddest trainer on the planet, I want you to train me. And that's all it took to nail you down?
To nail me down, he had to put the gloves on
and show you.
And show me him. And he showed me he could punch really, really hard. He's a really, really good puncher.
You told me that today. Yeah. So you got in the ring with him, and he started slapping you around a little bit with those strong paws, and you knew you had something.
Yes, I definitely knew, yes.
So wait, when you worked him out, how long did it take you to notice that you had something? 5 minutes?
Two minutes.
Yeah. So in 2 minutes, you knew you wanted the gig.
Yes. And then
how does that work out? How did you close that deal? Just easily because you're that cool?
Yeah, we just made a time for him where he can fit in with my smaller guys for sparring and so forth.
Right.
And then then 2 weekends in a row, he went to Mexico, and I said, why are you going to Mexico? He said, well, I went to visit my family. I said,
He's from Tijuana.
Yes. And I said, well, you know, it's better for you to be here and concentrate on the fight. And then...
I just want you to... Hold on a second, Freddie. Let's just... We got to establish some things here.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know how badly I behaved multiple times in Tijuana. I just want you to know, Freddie, that I mean to tell you, I did everything in Tijuana, and I did most of it completely naked. I mean, honestly, here, can you take that call there? That's my son calling about his fantasy team. And Mafia's his special advisor, like your Neary's special advisor. Mafia has to answer the gambling and fantasy questions with my son, Gunner. So, anyway, I partied in Tijuana multiple times, always naked, and I did felonies there. I mean, sheer felonies. I can't even believe, Freddie, that I got back over the border.
Yeah, and I was wondering how he got back over the border.
I mean, honestly, that place, it has, I mean, the partying that goes on there, it's a little taste of hell. But it's fun. It's fun there.
Yeah, I enjoy Tijuana.
You go down there and party?
I don't party.
You've been down there, and you know they party down there.
Oh, yeah, I know they party down there. Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people that used to, like, go down there to get, like, drugs and steroids and stuff. I mean, you knew that, right? Like, at one point, you could score anything there.
You can score, yes. It's a very open market.
Right, like, it is the ultimate black market, is it not? You can go down there and literally get anything for, like, 20%. I mean, honestly, am I wrong?
No, I get 30% off.
All right, so wait. Oh, you get 30. I believe it, Freddie. You got more juice than me. So did you? So you went down there? But did you ever go down there with him? To
no.
He just went down to see his family.
Yes, and I told him that he's got to stay in camp and train for this fight coming up, and so. He's a good kid, and one of his brothers got sick, and then I said, did you go down to see him? He says, no. I said, why didn't you go down to see your brother? He said, he doesn't feel well. He said, well, you told me not to. I says, oh, thanks for listening.
Well, there, at least he listened.
Yeah, at least he listened.
So who's this kid, Rodriguez, from he's from Puerto Rico that he's fighting?
Yeah, we're a tough kid from Puerto Rico, and one of the better fighters out of Puerto Rico, actually. And he's not an easy opponent, but style-wise, my guy should be too strong for him.
Right, so he's, bottom line is Neary's 30-0 with 24 knockouts?
Yes.
Has he fought anybody?
He's fought two of the best Japanese fighters that are over there, and he's beat them both. He's knocked them both out.
How did he get those fights? You? No,
that was before he...
This is your first fight with him?
First fight, yes.
And who was training him before you?
I think he trained himself.
Are you kidding?
No, no.
So wait a minute. All right, so he's, that sounds stupid.
He's a little wild, yeah.
So he's like a renegade.
Yeah, but he's learning very quickly.
So how has he adapted to your ways?
He's adapted very well. He needs a lot of work with the footwork. His favorite fighter is Pacquiao, so he gave me a good lead there. And
so does he emulate him?
Yes, he does.
So he tries to be him almost?
Yes.
With his style?
With that style, yeah. He probably punches a little harder.
And does he think, so he punches harder than Manny?
He's not as quick, but he's stronger, yes.
So do you think that when you see him in the gym at Wild Card, do you feel that he's got the chance to be better than Manny Pacquiao, who's had a legendary career with you?
He does have a chance to. It'd be a tall order, of course, but he does have a chance. He's that good, yes. I mean, so then finally, we get ready for sparring.
Right.
And I got three guys lined up for him sparring.
Right.
What happens?
He destroys them all.
He knocked three out.
And what did you think when you saw that?
That was pretty.
And that was convincing.
Very, very convincing.
That solidified the deal.
Yeah, it did. And
so the guys that you get to spar, you know everyone. So you got three tough cookies,
yes,
to come in there and dance with him, and he knocked them all out.
Yes.
And then what did they think? Like, I mean, the guys that you got to spar, they had to have said something to you. Like, that guy just smashed my face in.
Yeah, one guy told me, he said, Brad, I'm not coming back on Wednesday. No problem. No problem.
So what did you think when you saw the damage that he was, the damage plan he was on?
You know what? Because I felt his power in the mitts, and he really hits hard. And when he's boxing, he really goes really all out.
And he's a bantamweight. So what is the exact weight?
118 pounds.
118. So he's a little dude.
He's a small dude.
But he means business.
He does. And the thing is, when you get little guys that can punch, it's very unusual because you don't really find that too often.
What did you think of? You told me today that that Chavez Jr. came strolling into there as well to work with you.
Yes, he did.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that he's coming back to fight and that you're working with him?
Yes.
And how does he look? And what's his story lately? Where the hell's he been?
He's trying to clean his life up and do better. He came first day he came in, I look at him, I says, He's in shape. He came to my gym in shape before he got there, and that's something that...
In fighting shape.
And he looked really good. And he's sparring with... I got a kid from Kazakhstan right now. He's the amateur champion of the world, and he's already going to the Olympics again in Japan. And the kid's a really good... I would like to turn him pro right now. He's a very good prospect, but he has his own people from Kazakhstan. But him and Chavez have been working really well together, and Chavez is doing quite well with him also.
Are you going to go to the Olympics?
No.
Why not?
I just don't have time right now. I have 21 pro fighters, and it's difficult.
So you're drowning in work because you got 21 fighters.
Yes.
And who are your favorite fighters these days that you have working for you?
Well, I like all of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have taken them.
I wouldn't have taken them. So they all have good work ethic and support. Chavez, I was a little worried about, of course, but I said, okay, now the deal goes. I said, first day you miss, I says, I'm gone.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
And he's never missed.
Nope.
So, do you like those reclamation projects?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he is, right?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Do we know how old he is?
I think he might be about 34.
Wow. So that's like getting up there.
It's starting to get up there, yeah. But, you know, in today's market, the fighters are going a lot older than they used to.
To what, 40?
Yeah, they're going more like 40 right now because, the activity's not there like it used to be.
They'd fight twice a year.
Yeah, and like, you know, I fought 11 times my second year pro.
So
it was a different game back then.
But now it's twice or three max?
Yes, three is a big number.
And how do you feel about that number of fights? Do you feel that that's a smart, or they should be fighting more?
They should be fighting more.
That's what I think.
There's no way you can be sharp without activity.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. So why do they go so short?
Because they're contracts
and agents.
Everyone wants to sign for so many fights. So many fights on TV, and there's only so much TV out there.
Right.
And, you know, with all these new companies coming.
How hard is it to be huge?
They make it look easy because there is a couple guys get huge really quick.
Right.
With the signing bonuses of, you know, over millions of dollars we're talking about.
Right.
And it's really, really good for boxing right now for a handful of guys, but not for everybody.
All right. We'll come back with... Freddie Roach, we're talking to him here at the MGM in Vegas, and we'll find out what he thinks of some of the other fights like Wilder Ortiz and Leo Santa Cruz's fight with Flores. We got a lot going on. Of course, Luis Neri from Tijuana fighting Emmanuel Rodriguez in the Bantamweight Championship. So he'll be Neri will have a belt on Saturday night.
Yes, he will.
He's going to win a belt Saturday night. All right, it's Pharrell on the Bench. We're live in Vegas on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
I don't know if I can find exact moments of the game where I have multiple highlights here of just massive amounts of action. But I'm telling you, here's us running right now and just dealing. Now watch. Now, I'm out there. You'll see in a second. Here we go, Freddie. That's Mafia with the ball underneath right
He's
there.
He's the slow one.
That was a bucket right there for Mafia. 6'5", 240. It's no joke. Mafia, I think at this point.
You know, Manny, I honestly flies teams in to play his team.
Okay, well.
At his house.
I'm out there. I'm in the corner right there. So anyway, I'm on the right block right down there by the basket. That's me right there. We're on defense right here. So here's the deal. There's me getting the rebound. Rip and run. Here we go. Off and running. I'm on the far left wing. Here we go. Let's see if we can get a little love going here. My boy will hit the J. You like that one?
Nice.
Boom, stick. Here's the deal. I'm not losing in a basketball game to little Manny Pacquiao at anything on a basketball court. Now, I know he can play basketball. I've seen him play basketball before.
Yeah.
I've actually seen him play basketball before. So he's decent. There's no denying it. But Mafia, just tell my boy Freddie here what the deal is. Just tell him the truth.
We got some good players overall. Scott can hit from the outside and get the little touch inside and the little flicks.
Bro, I dropped 15 a night automatic in a violent league filled with 6'8", 6'6", 6'5", monsters that played D1 basketball.
He's a terrible defender, but he could shoot.
I can shoot and score on anyone, and I can rebound, and I can swat shots, and I'm dirty.
Okay,
some little 5 foot dude. Let me tell you something, Mafia. How often do you see little 5 foot dudes do anything against me?
Never.
He's 5'6".
5'6" is 5 foot to me with shoes on. He's got shoes on, Fred.
I'm telling you. I can't wait to tell him.
Listen, call him up.
He's going to send you plane tickets to the Philippines.
Tell that femme to send us, there's seven of us, we'll fly down to the Philippines, and I will rake him for, not only will I rake him, I'll rake him for 3 straight days and 20 straight games.
Okay.
I will rake him. And then he can, you know what he can do with all those millions he has? He's been feeding all them people in the Philippines. He can give me the money. Because he's always saving everybody's life. What he needs to do is give Pharrell the cash for dropping Mafia dunk in his face.
Well,
he's 6'5", 240, some little 5 foot dude.
Man, he's my height. Come on, man.
Listen, Freddie, you're the greatest trainer and my dear friend. But you're not scoring on me on a basketball.
I'm trying to get you like to have you a good time in the Philippines.
Manny Pacquiao will knock me out with one punch. Game over. Temple shot. Lights out. I'm sleeping for 2 days. But basketball is my bread and butter. Carver High, tell Freddie what's going to happen to him if he plays basketball against the Ballers.
I can't wait to get you two together.
Carver High.
Probably won't end well.
It's not going to end well.
It
is not going to end well. What I want to show you, though, like, Mavi, did I have that sweet and one last night on the breakaway, and little Mao tried to stop me. He's 5'6", too, and you know what I did to him? I took his wife out to dinner.
When you're driving to the basket, right, did they shrink?
Listen, dude, there's no 5 foot dude.
Tell me.
Does who shrink? There's no 5 foot dude stopping me. I'm 6'3", 220. There's no 5 foot dude stopping me at anything. I'm in basketball. It's not happening. Mafia, tell him before I lose my temper here. Freddie.
I'm scouting Manny right now. Give me a second, all right? I'm seeing
it. I know he can play.
He's got a weird shot, though. He's got a little hitch to his shot. It kind of looks like our boy Mike, the way he shoots to a degree. He has it out above the head, though, instead of Mike's shot from the chest.
Jerry West shovel shot. Listen, I know Manny can play ball. He cannot play ball like me. That's all there is to it. I played my whole life. He's a fighter. I'm a basketball player. I will school his ass 6 ways till Sunday. I'll beat him so many times, his entire family will take me out to dinner. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Now, listen, talk to me about you just told me, my man Freddie, you just told me that you think Ortiz is going to win the fight.
No, I didn't say that.
You said he's in great shape, and you think he's got a chance to beat him.
I do.
That's what you said.
I did.
What's the difference?
Because he got in shape and looks like he trained, but at times do people like?
You thought he was a fat ass before.
Yeah, and the thing is, now he's getting in shape, and at his age, which we don't know.
40.
Oh, 40 plus.
You think he's 45?
He's 50.
Ready?
I think he's 50.
He was 40 when he got on the raft, and he got over. He was 5 years older. It took 5 years to go for 90 miles. He's like my boy. What's his name? Your boy, Yaziel Puig. It took him 12 trips. So you think when he got on the raft, he was 40, but when he got to Miami, he was 45?
At least.
Freddie! So wait. Now, so this is the first time you've ever, this is the first time you've ever seen him show up in shape for a fight.
For sure, yes.
So what did you think when you saw him all ripped and looking good and lost 25, 30 pounds?
Yeah, and I think he might have a good chance to win the fight.
Because he was kind of a fat ass when they fought in Brooklyn.
Yes, he was. But the thing is, they're both good punchers, they both hit hard, and they're both very, very good boxers.
What do you think of
Wilder? When he knocked Tyson Fury down, I was amazed. I was amazed that my guy got up from those two shots.
What did you think of that in the 12th round when he was literally out cold and he saw Jesus and he was literally out cold and he was talking to Jesus about his future in heaven and somehow Jesus slapped him across the face and he woke up and got up and finished the fight? You knew he won 10 rounds of that fight, Fury.
Yes.
But you can't take a belt away from Wilder when he knocks him out twice.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what happened. So now they're going to fight again.
Yes.
What's going to happen the second time? Are you going to train Fury?
No. At this point, I haven't spoken to him in a long
time. Do you think he's lost his mind with all the wrestling and MMA BS?
I think he's just having fun.
He's just making money and having fun.
Yeah.
But you think he can still go? Because the guys he's fought lately literally work down at the DFW where where I take my garbage every week. The guys he's been fighting lately are absolutely the worst. Like, what, these fights on ESPN Plus have been a joke. You got to admit. You have to admit it to me. Yeah. They're embarrassing.
I haven't watched them.
What was the guy he fought? Do you remember, like, he fought some German guy?
Oh, yes.
Wallen? Was that his name?
Yeah, he's the best fighter in Germany, though.
So what?
They were showing the guy drinking like a Diet Coke before the fight.
Do you think, wait, Freddie, is he on Manny Pacquiao's basketball team, Wallen?
No.
The seven-footer. Freddie, so tell me what you think of Leo Santa Cruz. I love Leo.
Leo's a great fighter. I like him to win by knockout in this fight. He's a very good fighter, very good
practice. Throws 100 punches around. Do you think he throws more punches than anyone in boxing right now?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean,
he's violent.
And efficient punches also.
Right. They all land.
Yeah, they all land. He's very sharp.
Body shots like crazy.
Very crazy.
He'll knock the liver through your organs, through the back of your – it'll go out your back.
Yeah.
He'll punch you so hard in the liver, it'll come out your backside. I've never seen anyone with land body shots like that, 50 of them around.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about your face. He'll beat your body so bad you'll want to cry to your mommy. I mean, honestly.
Yeah,
he's like my favorite fighter to watch fight these days.
He's a great person.
I like – now, what did you think of Errol Spence driving 100 miles an hour drunk?
You know, I just –
do you think his career's over?
Yes.
Didn't he break every bone in his body?
He broke his jaw only, they say, and knocked his teeth out.
And that's it.
I don't believe that's...
I don't believe that for a minute either.
That accident was...
terrible.
You saw the car flip like 5 times. I'm glad he's alive.
What did you think when you saw that?
I thought he's over, for sure.
Right. You know? I mean, so he threw it all away?
Yes, so far.
And did you feel at any point that... how much time do I got, Mavia? Did you feel that at any point that it was like Crawford, Lomachenko, and Spence were the 3 best pound-for-pound fighters in the world?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so not anymore.
No, I mean...
So who's replaced him in the Errol Spence in that window?
Right now, you know, because I wanted Pacquiao to fight him.
Right.
And, you know, Pacquiao might fight one of those other guys. So.
I heard he's talking about Mikey or Danny Garcia. Now,
that's what's being offered right
do you
now.
Do you think that Mikey Garcia could beat Manny?
No.
You still think Manny keeps winning?
Yes.
How old is he now?
On December 17th, he'll be 42 years old.
42, and he's just going to keep going. Are they going to actually stick us with Mayweather and him again? Or do you think Mayweather's just eating chocolate and partying and getting fat?
You know, Manny really wants that rematch so badly because he was disappointed in the way he fought the first time.
But do you think that guy's going to get in the ring again? Because I'm not getting that feeling because I feel like he just doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care about boxing.
It doesn't seem like
he just wants to go to NBA games and spend money. Is that about right?
I think so.
And you know that it takes tons of hard work to actually want to fight magnitude.
But one thing about him, though, if he does take the fight, he will train. He knows how to train.
All right, Freddie, I got to run. I love you. Great stuff as always. You're fantastic. You know I love you and have every time I see you, I love putting you on the show. You're terrific.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with Neary on Saturday night when he wins his. Is that his first belt he'll win?
No, second.
Second belt. I'll yell obscenities from you. I'll be in the front row right by you in the corner, and I'm going to yell at you the whole fight in obscenities.
And I'll tell him, okay?
Yeah. Tell your Femi friend Manny Femio that the Pharrell Ballers are coming down to the Philippines and to get one of those little mariachi bands to play while I'm rolling 30 on his face.
Okay, no problem.
I mean, I will deal the finger roll on him like nobody's business. I'll have all kinds of windmill little jimmies. Tell him Mafia. Mafia's not
him.
I will light him up like a bong.
Okay.
A Christmas tree.
I can't wait.
Tell Pacquiao it's on. Set it up, Freddie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.